Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. Today is July 13, 2015. My name is Tammy Joyner. I'm your host for the show. We are here live from Bryant Park. The address is 42nd Street and 6th Avenue in New York City. We're here today because there is the Bryant Park Film Festival. Correction, it's called the Bryant Park Summer Film Festival 2015, and it's presented by the Bank of America. The festival is a feature for the month, runs into August, but it's every Monday through August, and it starts at 5 p.m. or at sunset. The lawn opens at 5. And for more information, you can go to hbo.com/HBO Bryant Park Film Festival. The admission price is free. And tonight's film features Mae West, and the title of the film is I'm No Angel. And the blurb here says there's a pamphlet that was handed to each of us by the, representatives of the program. They had all types of tents set today. And then there's like a food festival here as well, and you can purchase a lot of things. But there is also a concession where you can get free water and free popcorn. And it has the Bryant Park logo on the popcorn bag and also on the bottled water. So that was like an awesome treat for everybody. There's an announcement now. We're going to listen in.
My name is Tammy Jordan. You're here at a Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio, and we're at the Bryant Park Summer Film Festival 2015, presented by Bank of America. And the commentator is here giving us the rules and regulations of the park and also giving us a little announcement about when the show would start and when the show would end. And, he was telling us about, accommodations as well. So they have a full lawn. The program says that you can bring food and snacks are available for purchase, but you can also bring blankets and things to, sit on the lawn. So there's a blurb here, so I probably can find it. It said, bring a blanket and sit on the lawn to enjoy classic films under the stars, plus a classic Warner Brothers cartoon before each film. Find picnic options on the fountain terrace, where I am today. I'm on the terrace, and I chose not to sit on the lawn because I was being harassed by, a black guy wearing a beard, dressed, very poorly, old dirty T-shirt and some dirty jeans, tennis shoes or some rugged-looking boots. And he was just, catcalling to everybody, and he was just, very rude and everything. So I had to move up to the terrace, and here I found a umbrella, a table, and a chair, and I was able to put my water that was given to me by the Bryant Park representative on the table and, start the show. So sometimes, like I said, we're a family program, and so hopefully we were thinking that each program that's, by day, starting today and ending early before midnight or before 11 would be, family friendly for all ages, rated general audience. But, New York has a, large gay community. A lot of the programming are for you know, it seems family oriented, but sometimes you find a large adult population, and there you will find in there, you know, some people, you know, with the gay pride umbrellas or a T-shirt, or, you know, you'll see, you know, men holding hands, or, you know, a community walking together and stuff like that. So we, you know, rated this show possibly PG or R, but this film has a NR rating, so it hasn't been rated at this time. So we're here to give you a little bit more information, though, still about the particular film. So it says the glorious and notorious Mae West, queen of innuendo, often ran afoul for the censors and even did brief jail time. Her movie career began in 1932, and in this, her third comedy, Mae West plays Tyra, a lion tamer and a tacky carnival. Risk-taking, Tyra is not afraid to stick her platinum blonde head into the animal's mouth for a few extra bucks. She becomes the toast of the town and falls for society swell's Cary Grant. That's when their act really heats up. When she's good, she's really good. So it's an 87-minute film. It says 1933. And the title, again, is I'm No Angel. So sometimes I want it to be fair with you and tell the truth. Sometimes the film, even though the lawn opens at 5, sometimes the films, they don't start to approximately 9 o'clock. And so what they do is they run a presentation of a Warner Brothers, like I just said, a Warner Brothers cartoon, like Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, or something of that nature, and you get to see like one of these awesome films, and it makes you laugh a lot, you know, and it's very nostalgic if you grew up on these particular films. And so you get to see that like at about 8 o'clock. So if you're not going to stay until almost 11, then there's a presentation that comes prior that you get to see, you know, a cartoon behind the library, you know, on the lawn, on the terrace, and, you know, really enjoy something good. So that's why I say, you know, you have to make your own discretion about, you know, the family if you decide to bring them, what time you're going to stay till and what time you're going to arrive, because a lot of daytime activity, and then, you know, then you go into the night, you know, too, so you have to decide. So they also are running a raffle. So they gave each person a raffle ticket, and it's the HBO Bryant Park Summer Film Festival raffle, and it says stick around. Keep this ticket to be entered to win the film festival prizes. Two winning tickets will be drawn at approximately 7:30, and you must be present to win. So I have a number. It's 1BP001-2918. So that's the raffle number. And there's also trivia. So it says, think you're a movie buff, because it's the Bryant Park Film Festival, a summer film festival, 2015, but it's an HBO presentation. There's a lot, you know, about movies. HBO is a movie channel. So the movie story is, think you're a movie buff. So you can find out right now by following at Bryant Park NYC on Twitter, or HBO Bryant Park Summer Film Fest Trivia, and put your movie knowledge to the test. So they also have some information there. So it's #BP Film Fest. And then there's a Twitter sign where you can find information, Facebook, and a little camera here, and I guess that's Instagram. So with all of that, you know, you can find a lot of information on the program. So, again, my name is Tammy Jordan. You're here at Etheria Parenting on Blog Talk Radio, and we're at the beautiful New York Public Library on 5th Avenue and 42nd Street. We're in the back of the library, so if you come down 5th Avenue, you have to go around the back side, and then there's an open lawn space, and it's like, you know, a beautiful courtyard. It has its terrace, like, you know, just like, you know, patio, some people would call it, big plantees with flowers. Everything is all these statues and pedestals, and it's very classic, you know, with trees and, you know, all type of things. But they also have a stage here built with a screen on it, so that they can put the projected movie on it, and they're doing something like almost like classic films. They're doing cartoons, and they're doing some 80s films. So we're having like an awesome time with the film festival that runs every Monday. And so there's food to eat. You can get something at the grill. You can get something at one of the shops, or you can get something free that is provided by the programming. So we're having an awesome time. Then there's skyscrapers all around, and it's a beautiful community if you decide to go away from the setting. If you decided to go maybe 2 or 3 blocks over, you'll hit Times Square. If you go down Fifth Avenue, you can hit Lord & Taylor. If you go back up, you can find some shops past going north in the northern direction. There's more shops in that direction as well. Or you can go all the way over to Grand Central Station and do that landmark at a, you know, landmark, you know, review or for your first time touring in New York or whatever you wanted to do and learn about transportation. So we're at Etheria Panning on Blog Talk Radio, and we're talking about the wonderful island of Manhattan and all of the free programming that they are doing this summer for the tourists, visitors, residents, and, you know, whoever else may be here in this city. We wanted to give you some updates. We still have been doing our donations. You can find out more information at Tammy Joyner on Tammy Joyner Terrell on Facebook. Those are things that we're donating. There's pictures there. You can see the wonderful things that we're giving back to our family because they took care of us. Some of us know that we're not all blood kin and we're not all blood relatives, but, you know, they treated us like that. They told us that for a long time, and now we realize as they're aging, they're telling the truth. The truth is coming out. So we're doing a beautiful, like, you know, repayment type program with them. And, you know, there's money, there's food, there's gifts, there's gift bags, there's tea parties, there's, you know, restaurant visits, there's, you know, all types of, you know, visits and, you know, jewelry coming back, like there is a jewel, there's jewels coming back, there's clothing, all types of things, shoes, scarves, we gave loads of stuff, summer clothing and different things like that, so all types of things are coming back. So they're, like, excited about it. They like it. And, you know, they say I'm one of the better kids for giving back. Some of the others are still taking, you know, from them as they age opposed to giving back in. So I did get that good comment, and I did want to thank them and appreciate them for that. You know, just being able to notice that, you know, really helped us along. And I wanted to thank my son Markel for his support because I'm mailing a lot of things from New York, and I'm sending them to him in care of Markel Green for him to give to our elderly kin, Matt, Carrie, and Jody. And, you know, he's been wonderful at trying to, you know, distribute the items. So that's very good, and they get to know that, you know, his mom and, you know, and he as well, you know, are putting things back and not just, you know, getting things out of the household. I wanted to also do an update. I was able to stop at the museum, the FIT Museum, FIT, which is from the fashion school, and they have a new display of garments, beautiful dresses, and it's called Global Fashion Capital. It's from June 2nd to November 14th of 2015. And it's just a global meaning that they're still gaining inspiration from around the country, around the world, to bring beautiful fashion to the States. So they're gaining inspiration from Paris, like always. There's things from New York, Milan. There's also Japanese inspiration, Berlin. And then there's also inspiration from the Latin America, China, and South Korea, and there's, you know, inspiration from Mexico as well. So if you wanted to get more information about the museum at FIT, which is a fashion school here in New York, you can go to www.fitmuseum.com, or we can find information at fitnyc.edu/museum. So we got that in there. That was great. I love going into their gallery room to look at their fashions. They're always cutting edge with a classic, you know, structure. But then there's also, like, room for, like, girl time or expression from the actual designer itself. So it's really nice to go in to see what they have. I wanted to let you know our anniversary show is coming up. We're in our third year at Blog Talk Radio. We posted our book today at LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and WordPress.com. So if you have a chance, you can start having a free preview of that. It's available. It's the Landmarks Edition. We wanted to do New York and New Jersey Landmarks. We also wanted my son to make the cover because he's the graduate, and the venue that they chose for the graduation was a auditorium in Ocean Grove, which is an old world town in New Jersey, near 2 blocks from the beach. So it's a complex, and we thought that was nice to make the cover because he did it. He graduated. We have upcoming projects that will feature in the anniversary show to be announced. I'm working on the speech for the show, and we're going to blog it sometime before the end of the week, and we're going to post everything at Facebook. So if you don't like to go to Blog Talk Radio to hear the speeches and you like to see everything at Facebook, then the shows are also imported to Facebook as well. So that's our time for this particular show. We do thank you and appreciate you for the 3-year endurance, and we hope you will continue to listen to us, partake, and continue to bond with your family and communicate, because that was the original effort of the show. Until next time.